The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope everyone's enjoying their day so far. It is New Year's Eve. It is the last day of the year. People are getting ready to do their New Year's resolutions. Christmas is over. The holidays are over. Thanksgiving's over. It's time to get on track. So what we have to do is create good habits. Your health is not going to be created in one day. You can't just have one salad and you're healthy. You can't just have one good night's sleep and you're healthy. You can't just drink the proper amount of water on one day and be hydrated. Your health is about consistency and creating good habits. You don't want to go on a diet. You want to eat healthy. That is the key, is creating good habits. And where do these good habits start from? It always starts from your morning. Your morning is the time where you're going to get your day going. And if you have a bad morning, the rest of your day is going to be bad. So what you got to do is have a great morning every single morning. I call it the power hour. And if you have to wake up early, wake up early. But you need that 1 hour every morning that's to yourself, not for your spouse, not for your kids, not for your boss, not for your employees, not for your friends. It's for you. You have to take care of your health first. So when you wake up, don't check your email. Don't check your text messages. Don't check social media. Your cell phone is an organized way of other people's problems. It's not helpful to you. When you have an email, you're helping somebody else. When you have a text message, you're helping somebody else. When you're going on social media, you're looking at other people's stuff. What you have to do is start paying attention to yourself first. So no cell phone, no computer, no iPad in that first power hour. Now, what I usually do first thing in the morning is called oil pulling. Oil pulling is where you take coconut oil and you swish it around your mouth before anything. I like to do it before I speak to anybody, before I swallow. Before anything, I do coconut oil pulling, and I swish coconut oil in my mouth all around for 30 seconds. A lot of people will say you got to do it for 2 minutes. You don't need to do it for 2 minutes. You can do it for 30 seconds as long as you do it consistently every day. And the key is to do it first thing in the morning. That's when you have the most bacteria in your mouth, and the bacteria in your mouth can cause problems in your gut, can cause problems in your brain, in your skin. So your first line of defense is this coconut oil pulling, swishing around oil, coconut oil in your mouth for 30 seconds and then spit it out in the garbage after. Coconut oil is a natural antibiotic. And if you really want to add more antibacterial properties, you can even add a drop of tea tree oil. Not a lot, because tea tree oil is very strong. So you do just one drop of tea tree oil and a bunch of coconut oil, swish it around your mouth for 30 seconds, and then spit it out. That's going to kill out all the bacteria and viruses and yeast and mold and all that stuff that is in your mouth that if you swallow will enter your system. So we want to get rid of that first thing in the morning, coconut oil pulling. All right. Next thing is water, warm lemon water with a pinch of Himalayan salt. That's going to get you your electrolytes. It's going to get your hydration going. It's going to lubricate your digestive tract. It's going to get your brain the water it needs, the skin, the heart. First thing in the morning, after the oil pulling, is drinking warm water with some lemon and pink Himalayan salt. You're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces every day. So you do 2 glasses first thing in the morning, then you do a half hour before each meal, and then you do before bed as well. So that is a good way to start. Oil pulling, then you're going to drink your water. Hopefully you'll have a bowel movement, urination, get rid of your toxins. You want to pee in the morning. You want to poop in the morning. You got to get rid of your toxins. Now, what I personally do is while I'm pooping on the toilet is I will put down in my gratitude journal all the things that I'm thankful for. And I might say, I'm thankful for my wife, for my kids, for my house, for my business, for my cars, for my career, for where I live, for my friends, my family, all stuff that we usually take for granted. I'm grateful that I can walk and talk and eat and see and listen to music and watch the sunset, and I don't need a wheelchair and I don't need a diaper. So I'm going to thank God or whoever you want every day and be grateful for all the healthy things, all the good things that are going on in my life. You don't want to complain. If you complain how you're not sick, how you're not successful, how you don't have any friends, your life is boring, your living situation sucks. Complainers are not going to be happy in their life. What you have to do is appreciate what you do have. Don't focus on what you don't have. Appreciate what you do have. So you got to have a gratitude journal, or you can just put it in your cell phone, in your note tab. But every day, you want to be thankful. You want to be grateful. You want to show gratitude for everything that's going good in your life. Even if it's, I'm able to eat. I have patients, they can't eat. Or I'm able to smell. I have patients, they can't smell. Or see. I have patients that can't see. Or walk. I have patients in wheelchairs. Or talk. I have patients that are mute. So you have to be thankful for all the stuff that most people take for granted. That's gratitude. So right now we got coconut oil pulling, drinking your warm water, filling out your gratitude journal. The next important part of the power hour is education. So you have to read. And sometimes I'll just read 1 page of a book, 2 pages of a book. As long as you read something, you can even listen to a podcast or listen to an Audible book. But you got to challenge your brain. You got to learn new things. So you have to read first thing in the morning during that power hour. You have to exercise in the morning. I don't care if you just go for a 10-minute walk, but you got to move your body every morning. In the morning is the best time to exercise. That's when your testosterone is highest. That's when your cortisol is highest. That's when you're going to have the sun's coming up. You're going to have this boost of energy if you do everything properly. And exercise will increase your energy. You don't need coffee for energy. That's fake energy. You want real energy through gratitude, through water, through exercise, through a good night's sleep. That's how you're going to get energy. You don't need caffeine or Red Bull, these energy drinks. If you have these fake energy boosters like caffeine, coffee, soda, energy drinks, Red Bull, all that stuff, then your brain says, oh, I don't need to produce my own energy on its own because I know you're going to drink coffee every morning. And then when you don't drink coffee, then you get tired, then you get cranky, then you get a headache. So your brain becomes dependent on it. You don't want to become dependent on coffee for your energy. That creates anxiety. That creates insomnia. It's going to lead to heart attack, stroke, stress, panic attacks. Your mind's racing, ADHD. All these stimulants are no good when a brain needs to be in a relaxed state. So we don't need coffee in the morning, but we do need exercise in the morning. And you got to find something that you like to do. And maybe even with a partner. If you team up with somebody, it's going to be more likely that you're going to follow through. Someone's going to hold you accountable. Somebody's going to motivate you. So find something that you like. Find something that you could do with a friend. And that will boost your brain power. That'll increase your energy. That is part of your morning power hour. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Like I said, it could only be 20 minutes. And it could be a 1 minute meditation. So none of these have to be long. You could take 1 minute to write your gratitude, 1 minute to read your page of your book, 1 minute to drink your water, 30 seconds to do the oil pulling, 20 minutes of exercise. So that one we want to do a little bit longer. And then for your meditation, it just has to be 1 minute. It could be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, but it has to be at least 1 minute. And I do the release technique where I sit down, eyes closed. I start visualizing the top of my head and I say my mantra, not out loud, but to myself. I say release. And I imagine the muscle tension on the top of my head being released. And I imagine these muscles melting down towards the ground. And then I go to my forehead and say release. And then I go to my jaw, release. And then my eyes, release. And then my cheeks, release. And then my mouth, release. And my chin, release. And the neck, release. And the shoulders, release. And the back and the torso, release. And the hips, release. And the knees, release. And the feet and the toes, release. So I start from the top of the body and saying release about every second, release, release, release. Going down, visualizing all my muscles melting. When I get to my jaw, I can actually feel my jaw relax. When I go to my shoulders, I can actually feel the shoulders drop down because you don't even realize how much tension you're holding. So you have to do a meditation or a release technique just for 1 minute every morning during your power hour. I also recommend doing that after work before you go home. Just 1 minute, just the transition from work to home. Just release all that tension. You don't want to come home all tense. That is no good for you or your family. And that is one of the best ways to start your power hour every single morning, doing the release technique meditation for 1 minute. We'll continue the power hour review when we get back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're going over the morning power hour. How do you want to start your day? You want to start with coconut oil pulling to kill off all the bad bacteria. You want to hydrate with warm lemon water with a pinch of Himalayan salt. You want to read one page of a book at least. You want to fill out your gratitude journal or your gratitude page. You want to exercise. You want to meditate doing the release technique. And then you want to get your healthy meals going, your meal prep. Get a healthy breakfast going, a healthy lunch going. You got to eat each color of the rainbow. You got to avoid the dairy, the gluten, corn, soy, which is highly inflammatory. We said to avoid caffeine in the morning. It's like a drug. You're going to get your energy from exercise, from water, from meditation, from inspirational books, from eating a good, balanced breakfast, a healthy diet, filling out your gratitude journal, writing out your goals. That's going to give you a boost. You don't need coffee to boost your energy. Most people are overstimulated. They're anxious. They have insomnia. Their mind's racing. Caffeine is not going to be good for that. But if you eat a healthy breakfast, if you exercise, you drink your water, you get a good night's sleep, you practice your gratitude journal, you do the oil pulling, you drink your water, you're going to get your energy. You're going to create it. You have that energy inside you. It's just not being used properly. Because people sit down too much, that drains you of energy. They stay up too late, that drains you of energy. You're on social media too much, that drains you of energy. You're around stressful people who criticize you and complain, that drains you of energy. You're at a job that you don't like, that's going to drain you of energy. You don't exercise, that's going to drain you of energy. So as long as you pick up the right habits, that's the first thing we said, it's about creating habits. There's no magic pill or drink that's just going to give you energy, maybe temporarily, but not permanently. To create a lifetime of energy, you have to create these good habits. And it all starts with the power hour. If you get your first hour of the day going in a good direction, the rest of the day is going to be much easier. But if you wake up, press the snooze alarm 10 times, run to the shower, late for work, didn't pack a lunch, that's a recipe for disaster. You're going to be sick. You're going to be unhealthy. You're going to end up like every other American who has heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, obesity, Alzheimer's, lung disease. You don't want to end up like everybody else. But if you don't want to end up like everybody else, you got to do different habits than everybody else does. Most people sleep in late, don't drink their water, have coffee and a bagel for breakfast, don't exercise, sit down all day, eat a big dinner at night, watch the news, and go to bed all stressed out. We do not want that for our patients, for our community. I want you to create your own health. I'm not the doctor that prescribes you pills and medications and do surgeries. But what I do is teach you how to help yourself. Because the power that made the body heals the body. If you get to the root cause of your problem, then you'll never have to see doctors or take pills because you're going to be healthy. The healthiest people are the ones that stay away from the doctors. The more doctors you see, the more tests you do, that means you're unhealthy. So if you're really healthy, you don't even have to see doctors. The goal is for you to be your own doctor. But you got to be smart about it. A lot of people are sick. So how can you boost your immune system? Make sure you take vitamin D. Super important. Make sure you get your rest. You want to get 8 hours of sleep. That'll reduce stress levels. If you are sick, stay home. Don't be one of these people that are sick and go to work and then spread it to everybody else. Or no one said your kid to school if they're sick. That was the only rule growing up that I remember is if you're sick, you stay home. Now it's completely different. Now it's sick. All right, let's go out. Let's go to the doctor. Let's, you know, see what we have. Let's test for COVID. Let's test for the flu. You know, it used to just be go home, skip school, skip work, rest, stay under the covers, drink water. Have some soup. Let the body heal itself. You don't need to see the doctor for every cough or every sniffle or if your fever goes up a little bit. Everyone is in panic mode these days, and they think every symptom is going to be COVID and they're going to die, so that they have to go to the doctor to get checked. But we never used to do that. If you're sick, you stay home. If you want to stop spreading disease, you wash your hands frequently. Don't touch your face. Eat your fruit and vegetables. Drink your water. Get your rest. Take your vitamin D. Take your probiotics. Build your immune system. There's no such thing as flu season. What it is that there's less sunlight, less vitamin D. It's more holiday parties, drinking, eating cookies, staying out late, not drinking enough water, high stress dealing with family and parties and get-togethers. Stress is the silent killer. We spoke about that last week. If you're stressed out, your immune system is going to become weak. So you got to reduce your stress levels. Have some fun. Don't be so serious. Don't be so offended by everybody and everything. It doesn't do any good for your health. So that's how you're going to boost your immune system so you don't get sick. Basic stuff. Stay home so you don't spread. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Drink water. Go to bed. Take your vitamin D. Take your probiotics. Reduce your emotional stress. It's not rocket science, but you got to do it. You don't need to take a million pills and medications. You just got to boost your own immune system. Just like you can boost your brain power, you can boost your immune system. And one of the best ways to boost your immune system is to start off with this power hour. Because if you're drinking your water, you're preparing your food, you're exercising, you're meditating, your immune system is going to get stronger. That's been proven through neuroscience. If you meditate, your stress goes down, your immune system becomes stronger, and your brain function improves as well. You have all the power to heal yourself. You just have to put in the effort. So you're going to start off with that power hour every morning. You're going to keep your immune system strong. Then, if your immune system is strong, when you're exposed to bacteria or viruses or bacteria, parasites, worms, mold, all that stuff, you can fight it off. We're all exposed to bacteria, viruses. We're all exposed to mold and dust, certain allergies. We're all exposed to these toxins in the air. But how come some people get sick and some people don't? It's because their immune systems are stronger. So you got to keep your immune system strong. And it's easy if you do the right thing. If you don't do the right thing, your immune system's going to become weak. And then you're going to be more prone to bacteria and viruses, mold, yeast, parasites, worms. Like I said, we're all going to be exposed to this bacteria. In fact, you want bacteria. I'm the type of parent that lets their kids play in the dirt because I want them to be exposed to bacteria. I don't Purell everything. Yes, we want to make sure they clean their hands before they eat and they wash their hands after the bathroom. Just regular soap and water. That's all you need. We don't need all these antibiotics, Purell, antibacterial lotion, antibacterial spray. We don't need all these products. That's killing off the bacteria. And your gut microbiome needs bacteria. When you take antibiotics and you Purell everything and you have antibacterial lotion, you're actually depleting yourself of healthy bacteria. Your best defense against bad bacteria is good bacteria. So I'm not a fan of antibiotics. I'm a fan of probiotics. That's the key. We want good bacteria. The best company for probiotics is Claire Laboratories. I love them. They're my favorite. I take them. My kids take them. They have the best probiotics, in my opinion, there. Because remember, I'm not going to give you all these pills, antibiotics, steroids. anti-cholesterol meds, anti-anxiety pills, sleeping pills. But I'm going to teach you how to live a holistic, natural way, very integrative approach of seeing how all the body works together. Because if you feel better, you'll function better, and you'll live a better life. We'll continue this conversation when we come back from the break. I'm Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you're listening to Boost Your Brain Power.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. So we were talking about the power hour, the first thing in the morning. Don't check your cell phone. Don't check your email, your computer, your social media. Take care of yourself. You exercise, you meditate, you read, take your gratitude journal, drink your water, do the oil pulling, all the important things. Doesn't have to be a lot, but you get that power hour going. Then you won't need coffee for your energy. That'll reduce stress, anxiety, help with your sleep, your digestion. Very important, that first hour to get going. That will dictate how the rest of your day goes. So many people right now with depression and anxiety, they need the power hour. I just had a patient today. Oh my God, she was so thankful. It was amazing. She came to me with severe depression. She said she was even suicidal. Her first loss was her dad. She lost her dad at a young age. Then her brother committed suicide. Then she got divorced. And then recently her mom just died. So she's been through trauma after trauma after trauma, depression, anxiety, stress. And she started following these instructions, my suggestions. And she started with this power hour. And the power hour is taking care of everything. Remember, it's drinking the water, it's eating healthy, it's exercising. She's also doing brain exercises. So to reduce her stress and anxiety, because she's in that stress mode, I told her it's like a post-traumatic stress, because she's been through so much trauma. Even though she didn't go to a war in Iraq, like we normally think of post-traumatic stress syndrome, she's had a lot of loss from her father to her brother, to the husband, to the mom. It's loss after loss after loss. She's in survival mode. So I had to give her some recommendations to get her out of that stress mode. And luckily she's following the instructions. She's doing her gargling exercises. Remember, that's for the vagus nerve, to help reduce stress and anxiety. I just told her about the gag reflex. That's going to stimulate the vagus nerve. Cold water on the face helps to calm down the nervous system. It's been proven through neuroscience. if you dip your head in a bucket of cold water, your pulse rate goes down immediately. I've seen it thousands of times. People actually, you could see in hospitals, sometimes they'll even do it, where they dip your head in cold water and pulse goes from 160 to 60, just like that. Yeah, some hospitals are becoming more progressive. Some of them are using the hyperbaric oxygen chamber now, especially since COVID. I know in Greenwich Hospital in Connecticut, they're using the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. You know, there's enough research to back it up now. It really helps with brain function, helps with the immune system, with the skin. People are using it for actually post-COVID. People use it for post-Lyme disease. You have to realize bacteria and viruses, they can't live in 100% oxygen. That's what a hyperbaric oxygen chamber is. It actually is 100% oxygen, and then it increases the pressure to sort of squeeze that oxygen into the body and into the cells. Hyperbaric oxygen chamber. We have one in our office too. Our patients love it. It really helps to boost your brain power, boost your immune system, get everything stronger. Originally was approved for people who went deep sea diving and their whole vestibular system was thrown off. Then people with scars would go in there and scars would heal. Some people started using it for scars. And people's immune system got better. So people use it for immune system. And then people started using it for everything. For stroke and Parkinson's and autism. And helps out with a lot of different people. That's one of the tools we use at our office. We also have neurofeedback. Neurofeedback is really cool. What it is you, we first have to do a brain test to tell us what areas of the brain aren't working. And then we can do neurofeedback where you watch a video. It takes about a half an hour. Anything you want to watch. But as you watch it, you have electrodes that are attached to your head, also connected to the neurofeedback machine and connected to the computer. And as you're watching the screen on the computer, it's going to become brighter and darker. And when it becomes brighter, the brain likes that and releases dopamine. It says, I want more of that dopamine. So then it's able to feed back into the brain and give input into the weak areas of the nervous system to get them to function better. It's a therapy to treat the weak areas of the brain. But first thing we do is what's called a QEEG brain mapping. And that's going to tell us, is there depression? Is there anxiety? Is there insomnia? Is there sleep deprivation? Is there anger? Is there aggression? Is there abnormal acetylcholine or dopamine levels? Is there intestinal inflammation? Is there a thyroid problem? Is there heavy metal poisoning, concussion? Is there confusion? Is there brain fog? Is there memory problems? It literally breaks down all the different areas of the brain, figures out what areas are functioning right through these brain waves, alpha and beta, delta and theta, measures all the brain waves in all the different locations. And based on where the abnormal brain waves are located, we'll know what area of the brain's not functioning well. And if it's the area that's responsible for anxiety or insomnia, we could do neurofeedback treatment that specifically activates those weak areas. So it's a good combination of QEEG brain mapping, which is the test to figure out where the problem is, and then neurofeedback, which is a natural holistic way of treating without any drugs, no surgeries, no medications, no side effects, no risks. Neurofeedback works very well. And what we're going to do is a special, a New Year's special. Let's start off the year right. A QEEG brain mapping is normally $500. But we're going to do a special for the first 7 people that call. You could get the QEEG brain mapping to determine what areas are not functioning properly for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You have to be one of the first 7 people. And again, this is for a QEEG brain mapping where you wear this cap and it measures all the different areas of the brain, all the different brain waves. And based on the location, it's going to tell us what areas of the brain are not functioning well. It could give you answers that you're looking for. And there's no radiation. It's not like a CAT scan. It's not like an MRI where you have to take this contrast fluid. You don't have to lie down in a little tiny contraption where people are claustrophobic and they can't move for 20 minutes. It's non-invasive. It's very easy to do. It just takes a few minutes. It's no radiation. There's no risk. And it's better than an MRI CAT scan because that's only going to pick up there's a stroke or a tumor, which is not most people. And it's great that that stuff can pick it up. But the QEEG is going to actually tell us how your brain's functioning. And that's the most important thing because your brain controls everything. Again, this QEEG brain mapping is normally $500. But for the first 7 people that call, you can get it for only $21. The number is 646-221-6738. 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just say you're one of the radio listeners and wanted to take advantage of the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Now, after we do that, we'll be able to figure out what neurofeedback protocol is appropriate for you. So not only do you get the diagnosis of what's wrong, but also the solution on how to fix it. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from the break. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were talking about the QEEG brain mapping and neurofeedback. We're also talking about the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. We'll give another gift for New Year's. Before the break, we were talking about getting the $500 QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Let's give another gift for the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. It's normally $175, but for the first seven people that call, you can get it for only $7. For the first seven people that call, hyperbaric oxygen chamber for only $7. That number again is 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you get a message, just leave your name and information, what time you're called. So as long as you're one of the first seven people, even if you don't, if nobody answers the phone, because a lot of times people call right away, and then the second person that calls and nobody picks up and they think they're not going to be one of the first seven, just leave a message saying that you're interested in getting either the brain mapping for $21 or the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which is 1 hour in 100% oxygen. It's normally $175. You can get it for only $7. That's another gift we're going to give to all the radio listeners. All my solutions are natural and holistic. We also do cold laser therapy. That's very good for inflammation, for pain. People have joint pain, arthritis pain, neck pain, back pain, but also for inflammation. It brings down the inflammation. There's different settings. Some are for pain, some are for inflammation. There's infrared, bright red, you know, all different types. We also do what's called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is rewiring the brain. So just like you could go to the gym and exercise your muscles, we have a brain gym where you exercise your brain. Do you want to boost your brain power? You want to improve your memory? You want to improve your balance, your coordination? Are you sick of forgetting people's names? Are you sick of getting into the kitchen and saying, well, why did I come here? Are you sick of your mind racing over and over and over again and all these thoughts? And are you sick of not being able to sleep well and not have good digestion? You need to boost your brain power. It's not going to get better by doing nothing. You got to exercise it to get it stronger. You want to get out of depression, anxiety? You got to exercise your brain. People understand going to the gym to exercise their muscles. People understand brushing your teeth because it's just something that's been ingrained in our minds. People understand eating healthy. But when I tell them you got to exercise your brain, it's a new concept. But remember we said the new year, we got to create new habits, starting with that power hour, starting with keeping your immune system strong. Now we got to boost your brain power. You got to keep your brain strong by doing brain exercises. The stronger your brain is, the more stress you can handle. So a good brain exercise, everyone can try this at home. Take your left hand and draw the number 6 in the air. And at the same time, with your left leg, draw clockwise circles. So it's the number 6 with the left hand and clockwise circles with the left leg. And you try and keep doing those circles over and over and over again and drawing the 6 at the same exact time. And make sure your leg doesn't switch or the hand doesn't switch. That's a brain exercise. It's going to challenge your brain. There's something called digital dementia. All these smart devices are making our brains stupid. The smartphones, the smart TVs, smart computers, they make our brains stupid. We don't have to think anymore. We don't have to use our brains anymore. Everything's in your device. I remember growing up in the kitchen, my mom would write a check and then she would balance out the checkbook. She would subtract it. You know, we didn't just look at it online. She did it on her own. You know, if you had to find a place to go, you had to take out the map and draw out the map, not just put it in your GPS. We memorized everybody's phone numbers growing up. Now, we don't memorize anybody's phone numbers. It's all in your address book and your cell phone. Even with your friends, you would be talking and you'd try and think of the actor's name, which is in a movie. Now, you don't think about it. You just Google it in 5 seconds and it's right there. Sometimes, you know, it would take a couple minutes for you to think of the name of that movie or the name of the actor. But it was rewarding when you got it. Now, you just Google it and you're like, oh yeah, that was it. That's bad for the brain. That's digital dementia. Your brain's like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. So you got to keep strengthening it. Another good brain exercise is called the cross crawl exercise. That's where you stand up and you take your right hand and tap your left leg and you lift up your left leg. Then you lift up your right leg and tap it with the other hand. So it's kind of like marching in place and tapping your hand to the opposite leg, right hand to the left leg and left hand to the right leg as you're lifting up your legs up and down there. As you tap your leg, you come up with a mental category and say, okay, I'm going to say different presidents every time I tap my leg, or different countries, or different colors, or different animals, or different fruit. But every day you do a different category. You challenge your brain. Over and over and over again, you got to challenge your brain. That's how neuroplasticity works. It's not going to work just doing it once. But that's why in our office, we have thousands and thousands of exercises, and people get better and better. We challenge them even more so. That's called neuroplasticity. And we use what's called a functional neurology approach. Not a typical medical neurologist where I'm going to give you sleeping pills or anti-anxiety pills or headache pills or dizziness pills. But I'm going to get to the root cause of how the brain is functioning. Where's that dizziness coming from? Where's that hand tremor coming from? How come the balance is off? Why is there so much anger? Why can't you focus anymore? Why is the memory off? So we do a full evaluation to find out where the brain is dysfunctional. Another good test to find out how the brain is functioning is called a VNG, video nystagmography. The good thing about video nystagmography is it tells us the big difference between the left brain and the right brain. So especially a lot of people who have depression and anxiety, there's usually one part of the brain that's underactive and another part of the brain that's overactive. Sort of like bipolar, where people have the mania and then they have the down, the depressant. So they're both overactive and underactive. But not everybody's that extreme to be diagnosed with bipolar. But some people do have an imbalance or a hemisphericity, where one side is working better than the other. The VNG is really good at picking up that. It also picks up the different area of the lobes through doing different eye movements. It can pick up a frontal cortex lesion because the eyes that are moving fast are not accurate, or they're latent, they're slow to move, or they take too long to react. A slow eye movement correlates to what's called visual pursuits, which can affect your sensory. Maybe you have bad balance, or you bump into things, you got ringing in the ears, or you got floaters in the eyes, or you have different sensory problems. You feel disconnected. You confuse your lefts and rights. You get out of subway and you don't know which way's north or south. Disoriented. You're always bumping into things, tripping over your feet, clumsy. The VNG picks up these things. But the best thing, as I said, is picks up the difference between the right and left. That's called a VNG. Now, that test is also $500, but we'll do a special for the first 7 people that call for that can get the VNG for only $21. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738. That's 646-221-6738. And if you signed up for a $21 QEEG and a $7 hyperbaric oxygen chamber, you can also get the $21 VNG. You can do it all the same day as well. We have patients that do that all the time. But you got to call 646-221-6738 or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You can get one, two, or all three specials. We want to start the new year in a great way, in a healthy way. Don't wait till stuff is bad to start working on it. You know, you got to start working on your health right now. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So the key is doing all the right things now. But the good news is, even if you do have a health problem, a neurologic issue, we can work on that. So a lot of things are reversible. Don't let doctors tell you that things just get worse as you get older. Your memory doesn't have to get bad as you get older. Your vision can improve as you get older. I've been doing all these vision exercises with people. They're improving their vision by doing eye exercises. We have people with Alzheimer's that are improving their memory with brain exercises. People with Parkinson's that are doing stuff they could never imagine. Some doctors tell you that you just get worse with age, but I don't care if you've had a stroke, if you have Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, you can work on your brain and improve it. But you got to put the work in. I'm not the doctor that's going to give you some magic pill. There is no magic pill. If there was a magic pill, everyone would just take it and no one would have Alzheimer's. Or everyone would just take this magic pill and no one would have Parkinson's or no one would get a stroke. These pills don't exist. But what does exist is your body's ability to heal itself. Just follow through with these suggestions and you will function better, feel better, and live a better life. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to me this year, and I look forward to helping you improve your health and well-being in 2023. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, and we'll see you next year.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.